Okay, I'm in Plymouth City Centre with Liam, and we're talking about the Radio 4 drama A Shoebox of Snow, which is written by Julie Mayhew and starring Richard Briers, and due to be broadcast in September, and all about the objects that we hold on to because of the stories that are attached to them. And Liam's got some very special objects he's been telling me about. Liam, can you just introduce yourself with your age and then tell me about the objects, please?
Hello, I'm 21, and my objects are my father's watch, his silver chain, and his granddad's lighter.
And what makes them so special?
They're special to me because they were given to me on the day of his funeral. He died about 3 years ago now. Prior to that, I hadn't seen him for about 3 to 4 years beforehand, so to me they hold a very significant...
Wow, yeah, I mean, really, really special to you. Did he leave a note with them? And obviously he died when you were really young, so they must... You know, what meaning do they have for you now?
No note was left, I'm afraid. It's the only thing I really have left of him, aside from a few memories.
Yeah. Can you describe them? What kind of watch and what kind of lighter?
Of course. Just a normal standard watch. Nothing special, to be honest with you. It's just a silver T-barred chain. But the lighter is from his granddad. He was in the Coldstream Guards in the Second World War.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I never met him. He died before I was born, so it's kind of...
It's like an heirloom or
something. Yeah, essentially, yeah. We didn't have a lot.
Yeah. Okay, so those objects, do you think if you had children, they'll be passed on, you know, maybe to your son, the lighter in particular?
Of course. Definitely. Well, it'd be nice to add things of my own to that as well.
Yeah.
And try and, like, because at the moment they're in a tiny little box. It'd be nice to make the box grow and include more things in it. That'd be brilliant.
Yeah, heirlooms. Okay, great. And we've been thinking about asking this to people, kind of what value and putting a potential monetary value on that, which is impossible because I know these are priceless objects. But if someone were to ask you or to say you had to sell them, what price do you think you put on them? Could you?
I don't think I could, I'm afraid.
No.
As the objects stand as themselves, they're not worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
However, to me, they're worth something a lot more.
Yeah.
And I have objects at home which I could quite happily sell, but to those, no, I'm afraid not.
No way, not even tens of thousands of
pounds. No, I'm happy as I am.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Great. Thanks very much, Liam.
Lovely, thank you.